This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. Iran says it has broken a stockpile limit set by the 2015 nuclear accord. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The state-run IRNA news agency quoted Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif as making the stockpile announcement. The deal had limited Iran to 300 kilograms of uranium enriched to 3.67%. This represents the first time Iran has broken one of the limits set by the 2015 pact with world powers. The announcement comes as tensions remain high between Iran and the US. In recent weeks, the wider Persian Gulf has seen Iran shoot down a US military surveillance drone, mysterious attacks on oil tankers, and Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen launched drones into Saudi Arabia. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Nuclear weapons were also discussed during the impromptu summit Sunday between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Trump called the meeting very productive and said both sides want to get this thing solved. I outlined the incredible prosperity that awaits North Korea when this whole thing gets settled, Trump told U.S. military personnel at Osan Air Base in South Korea before flying back to the United States. A powerful car bomb and gun attack in the Afghan capital of Kabul is said to have killed and wounded dozens of people. Officials said the ensuing clashes between the assailants and Afghan security forces were raging 6 hours into the siege. Ambulances rushed to the scene and ferried one dead and around 100 injured people, including children, to hospitals, according to the Afghan Health Ministry. The Taliban insurgency claimed responsibility for plotting the suicide attack, which comes as the Taliban and the United States are engaged in a fresh round of talks aimed at finding a political settlement to the 18-year-long war in Afghanistan. This is VOA News. Hong Kong protesters battered their way into the city's legislative complex on Monday night as major demonstrations rocked the city.